honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and a special episode in honor of Veterans Day 2022. You know, when I went to Syracuse University at the tail end of last century, I heard stories of how that school had been a hotbed for veterans returning from World War II. But what about the veterans who finish up their military service here in the 21st century? How do they transition to civilian life, and how do they access the educational benefits that they've earned? Many colleges and universities have special programs along those lines. My alma mater there in central New York remains on the forefront of serving veterans, having invested heavily in its far-reaching Institute for Veterans and Military Families. I have that linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com. I know we have a lot of listeners in Hillsdale, Michigan, where Hometown Heroes airs a couple of times each weekend on WRFH. And Hillsdale College there offers a special scholarship called the Freedom Scholarship just for veterans. Not only is it a full scholarship, it is privately funded, so it doesn't even tap into GI Bill benefits, leaving those available for further education if desired. Hillsdale also recently launched its Center for Military History and Grand Strategy. I have some links online to that, and also to the Veterans Education Program at Fresno State in Central California, the area I'm blessed to call home. This idea brings a little different twist, recognizing that some veterans never end up accessing their GI Bill benefits because of some of the roadblocks that can get in the way. Daniel Bernard is the director of Fresno State's Veterans Education Program.
So the Veterans Education Program at Fresno State is specifically designed for veterans and service members who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to come straight into Fresno State as undergraduate students. It gives them an opportunity to take coursework with Fresno State faculty, and that coursework is what's considered the CSU Golden Four, and that's English, math, critical thinking, and quantitative reasoning. And by completing those successfully, what they really demonstrate to the university is that they're able to be successful students at the university. And when they complete the coursework, they then matriculate or become full-time undergraduate degree-seeking students. One of the unique features of the program is that, again, as I mentioned, it's taught by Fresno State faculty, and it's all in the same place, so it's cohort-based. And what we're really trying to do there is leverage the camaraderie that many of our service members experience in the service. And so we bring the faculty into a dedicated classroom space that's a smart classroom where the instruction takes place. I think the other really unique feature about this program is that we make this program available at no cost to the students who are enrolled in the program. And the way that we're able to do that is to really connect the community to the program, and we use donations to cover the cost of attendance in the program.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, basically this is a special on-ramp available to veterans who might otherwise never have the chance to go to college, or it would take a lot more work than this for them to get to that point.
That's exactly right. You can kind of consider it like a parallel admission route specifically for our veterans and service members, because what we found is that oftentimes there's unique challenges or barriers for our service members, and it's through no fault of their own. So for example, a service member deployed might choose to take a couple courses while they're out there thinking that they're getting ahead in their college career, only come to find out that they're actually now considered a transfer student and need to go complete the undergraduate transfer requirements in order to be eligible for admission into the university. But through this program, we're able to waive those types of requirements. And again, by getting them that fundamental GE area coursework, demonstrate to the university that they're ready, able, and willing to be successful college students here at Fresno State.
And am I also hearing that the number of veteran students who have the chance to take advantage of this pathway depends on the generosity of the community and how much is donated to make it possible?
Yeah, it's really based on two factors. One you just identified, which is our ability to cover the fees or the expense of the program, which by and large, the largest expense of the program is going to be making sure that we're compensating the faculty for teaching and voluntary overload, because these are Fresno State faculty members teaching their core curriculum. The other thing that really kind of limits the size of each cohort is we found the best practices, which is a smaller classroom size. So we can go up to about 20 students, but we found that really the sweet spot for best practices in terms of student success has been between 12 and 15 students per cohort.
And I'm sure you could give me, you know, dozens of success stories here, but if you had to explain what you see as the impact of this program and the difference it's making for some of these veterans, how would you put that into words?
To your point, I could probably point to a lot of different students who have their own success story. But I think overall, what the program is doing fundamentally is removing barriers. It's demystifying the college experience. It's creating a welcoming atmosphere. And it's showing our veterans and service members that they belong on Fresno State's campus, that they can be successful here, and that we're welcoming them with open arms.
And if someone is hearing this, and let's say they're a veteran and they didn't know this was possible, that they could make their way into college this way, or if it's someone who says, wow, they're doing this for veterans, I want to support that, I want to donate. Speak to both of those scenarios and how people can get engaged.
Yeah, for either of those parties, I would encourage them to visit cge.fresnostate.edu. There you can find information both on the program itself, Veterans Education Program, whether you're interested in participating in the next cohort as a service member or a veteran, or if you're interested as a community member in supporting our cohorts and our student veterans complete the program. If you go to that website, which is again cge.fresnostate.edu, you can find information underneath the Veterans Education Program.
So with regard to what the veterans receive and or experience when they become a part of a cohort here with the Veterans Education Program, it sounds like a pretty all-encompassing situation.
That's correct. So in addition to bringing the Fresno State faculty into the dedicated classroom space in a cohort, what we do is we provide additional resources and support for our student veterans, which includes things like tutoring. We cover the cost of textbooks. We cover parking passes, ID cards, supplemental instruction. Really, what we're trying to do is make sure that there are as few barriers as possible for their success while they're here at Fresno State and they feel supported.
So that's the director of Fresno State's unique Veterans Education Program. But let's hear from a veteran who has experienced the difference it can make firsthand.
My name is Frederick Lisitsa. I'm a first-generation Ukrainian-American. I was in the service for 4 years as a sonar technician in the Navy on surface ships tracking submarines. I was medically retired last year in September of 2021. My first week in Fresno, because I was stationed in Virginia, and my first week here in Fresno, I had walked into the VEP, Veteran Education Program office, and spoke to a coordinator. It had already been a few weeks into the semester, so I thought I had lost my chance because you have to start in the fall and continue in the spring. You can't just join in the middle. But I was given the benefit of the doubt. I really wanted to, you know, get into school. I had dropped out of high school when I was 15 and started working. And then in my 20s, joined the military. So I didn't have any type of like opportunity. And I did not have any confidence in my ability to go to school either. Like, even though you would say that being a sonar technician is complicated work, you still only need to learn a few things and, you know, repeat that whenever you go in or on deployment. So when I was given the benefit of the doubt and that, you know, maybe I'd be able to catch up because I'd have to still turn in all the work that the cohort had done in the 4 weeks prior, I made it through and I went in through the spring semester and was able to graduate. And I was still anxious when I started my first semester this fall at Fresno State, but I realized that the classes that they gave us were the perfect mix. It was comms, English, math, you know, even a University One class to help us get acquainted on campus and know what to check out of the library, what am I allowed to do, where do I go for resources. So by the time that the semester started, I was nervous and I was scared, but I had everything like I needed to function normally as a student. It had been a decade since I'd been in school for anything else other than, like, you know, my job training in the military. So I was really, really happy. And so now I try to spend more of my time, if I'm not busy with school, helping with the VEP, with volunteering, because I would not be, I don't know where I'd be, because that was such a volatile week for me, that first week coming back from the military. And I was welcomed with open arms and it gave me an outlet to pour all my energy into. And I used it well and I'm really thankful for it.
And what kind of degree are you pursuing here at Fresno State now?
I'm pursuing a pre-veterinary degree. So all of my classes are science-based and I haven't seen these things in a long, long time. It was scaring me in the first week, but I'm in the groove of it now and it's it's working out and it's working well.
And what's it been like connecting, you know, when you were in the Veterans Education Program cohort, connecting with your fellow veterans? What did that do for you to have them there shoulder to shoulder with you?
Speaking honestly, I thought that I was just trying to, you know, join the program, get through school, not trying to make friends or anything like that. But I was surprised with the fact that I was able to relate with everybody into the room. You know, it didn't even take 10 minutes. We were able to talk about like our experiences and laugh about things that we've all been through. There was like San Diego sailors or a Virginia sailor. Doesn't matter. The ship still looks the same on the inside. So I was surprised with how many friends I made and how genuinely it was actually like, it didn't feel like a drag to go to class, even when there was something I was scared of turning in, because I could talk with the cohort, you know, the classmates. And when, and now, you know, a lot of us, even we graduated in May of this year, and a lot of us still go out to town together, talk outside of it. And I'm not from Fresno either, so I only have my wife and my extended family here. So I was able to get friends and have a base of, and a support network, which is what a lot of veterans don't get when they get out of the service.
And what does Veterans Day mean in your world?
What I can tell now, because a veteran community is different in a way than an active duty community, right? And the experiences of veterans are so different from depending on what era that they serve in. So even if I had an easier time through my deployments compared to others in different eras, like some of the stories I've heard makes me appreciate the holiday more than just a day off, because it's honoring like the experience of everybody that put in their time, whether they suffered or had an easier time in. It's all the same at the end of the day, because we can exchange stories. And it's not about like the thanks that people give us, you know, it's more about like the experience that we share with each other as veterans and how we can make a community out of that.
The veterans community from generation to generation has given the rest of us so much. And why can't we allow Veterans Day to be a reminder of how we can support our veterans community every day? You can learn more about Fresno State's Veterans Education Program and the other initiatives I mentioned today at hometownheroesradio.com. That's all the time we have on the radio today, but thanks so much for listening. For every one of you veterans who's listening right now, hopefully you heard it a lot on Veterans Day, but let me add a personal thank you for serving our country. I know you know better than I do that freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.